at some point we start talking about AI. And they tell me, oh, but Adobe, you must be integrating that with everything, right? You could put it everywhere.
Actually, if you put an AI that says dumb stuff on your website, you're responsible for what it says.
That's crazy.
There is also the problem when you try to do things too simple, especially using AI, for example, is that you have no idea what it does. You kind of know it works, but the user has no way to intuit how it worked, why it did what it did. Like, if you start to automate stuff and try to make things intelligent, then people have no control over what happens in their ERP, which is kind of like a really important piece of software in a company. And so we avoid magic stuff most of the time when we can.
So basically, the question is, you said that you've always said no to integrating cryptocurrencies, blockchain into Odoo. Could you tell us why?
The fact that we say no is simply that there is no good use case. The guy who paid with Bitcoin for his pizzas in 2009, he must be really pissed off by now, because I think he paid 10,000 Bitcoins for a pizza. And that's like 15 millions now or whatever. Yeah. So you don't pay with Bitcoin, really.
Hi everyone, and welcome to this new episode of Planet Odoo. Today we decided to offer you the rebroadcasting of a live from our Twitch channel. This time, you'll be able to hear the first part of our conversation. Ready? Let's go. Hi, and welcome to this new episode of Odoo Unplugged. So, today, we're going to talk about trends in development. We're going to talk about, those cool things that everybody talks about, and should we not do them, and what did we do with them at Odoo. I have two guests with me, so I guess you guys can introduce yourself, actually. So, Mehdi, you go first.
All right. Hello, everyone. I'm Mehdi. I'm a software engineer at the professional services department in Odoo. What we do usually is create customizations for clients that are not fully satisfied with the standard Odoo. So let's say, for example, we rework some of the accounting flow, some of the sales flow. Mm-hmm. And we usually encounter API integrations in our everyday work. And
And I'm Damien. I'm in the product management team. I'm in a somewhat of a hybrid position because I have a tech background at Odoo, so I tend to manage more technical aspects of the product.
You used to be a developer when I entered the company.
Indeed,
you were
yeah.
a developer.
And so my role now is to kind of guide the development of the framework and to say no to a lot of stuff that he then has to implement in their team.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Okay, that's a nice way to show your interaction. I mean, yeah. Why not? So I suggest we start with like the most obvious subject, actually, because it's been like, 1 year that media are all over the place talking about one thing, artificial intelligence. So there have been all those things with ChatGPT. I don't know if you guys tried it yourself, but it is truly amazing what that thing is able to do, right?
That's actually a good question. Do you use it in your everyday development workflow?
That's the point.
I know that I do use it even for stuff like copywriting a little bit. I also use GitHub Copilot a lot, mm-hmm. and I've been using it since the start.
You can recall what it is for people.
Yeah, GitHub Copilot is basically an AI that autocompletes as you type. So you start typing 5 characters of code, and it fills in like 200s of them.
does it really work? I never tried it, but
if you tell it what to do, it can be really quite good. I've used it a lot in personal projects, and I was actually quite amazed because Odoo is we have our own framework in JavaScript and in Python, and it knows them both. Like I can ask it to do an all component, I can ask it to do ORM models. And it works, and it names things quite well. Like, the code is readable. It's not perfect, of course, I think, like most AI at the moment. But it's really astonishing, to be quite honest. I got used to it, and now it's part of my
everyday flow. And
what
kind of things were you programming with it? I mean, from a complexity point of view?
It helped me. Like, recently, I did put my hands in the code a little bit last year for the automations of Odoo Studio, which is kind of like low-level stuff, and it did help me quite a lot. It's like, for functional stuff, it works really well. For more technical stuff, like if you were to do stuff into the framework itself, it's going to be hit or miss because it doesn't know everything. But
still,
it's really quite good. I would advise anyone to use it if you want to work faster and more efficiently.
Yeah, crazy.
I would add something on that exact point. Actually, like, I also use a Copilot from time to time. So if I'm getting started on a project and I want like the structure, the basic structure of the project, I just use Copilot to make me start faster. But I would actually like disable the completion from time to time when like the flow gets complicated, because Copilot gets a bit annoying when it suggests something that you didn't even.
And it makes sense actually, because it knows the things like everybody does. All the things really common, it knows them, and so it can give them to you. But
And it was trained on basically all of GitHub's data, so it's not surprising that it knows Odoo. But still, I would have thought that Odoo would be like buried beneath all the Django stuff that you can find on GitHub or all the React
and
stuff.
It is not. Yeah.
And yet, it can make the difference between the two frameworks. Ah, it's really crazy. Quite good.
Also, something interesting, it learns from your style of coding as well. It tries to copy your style.
So what, if you tend to give like long variable names, things like that?
Exactly. And if you tend, for example, to have a certain structure for doc strings as well, it copies like the same structure when doc strings are functions.
Crazy. Quite amazing.
Yeah.
Crazy. And so, the next question is, what kind of integrations can we do with, so maybe not Copilot, but with ChatGPT or AI like that? I have a story about that, actually, because last week, that's a true story. That's very perfect timing, but I'm not bullshitting, okay? That's a real story. Last week, I was at the restaurant with friends, so developers. They were at university with me. And at some point, we start talking about AI. And they tell me, but at Odoo, you must be integrating that with everything, right? You could put it everywhere. I was like, actually, well, to my knowledge, we put it on website. We put it in all the HTML fields. So in the
text
editor, you can ask ChatGPT to just give you something. But basically, that's it. And to my knowledge, we're not putting it elsewhere, right?
We have another integration that is very much discreet, and it's more for demo stuff. But if you configure a new website on Odoo, it will ask us, hey, what's your sector of activity? What do you want from your website? Do you want to get more leads or just develop the brand? And in the past, we had some sample data that we would fill into the website to like show what it could look like to avoid the like blank page stress for authors. And now what we do is that we send this data that you put in, like I have a shoe store activity. We send that to a platform that we own that will ask ChatGPT, hey, can you like provide some demo content for someone who's making a shoe store website? And we pull that into the website that we output for you. Obviously, these are just placeholders, but that means that at least when you land on the website that we created for you, you have something that evokes your actual business and not some generic stuff.
It's
mostly toy.
Yeah.
Mostly a toy.
Yeah, it is. Because actually, I have another story with that, but. So on my free time, I'm part of some fan club on some sci-fi series, whatever. We are redoing the website with Odoo. We were already using it before, but a way older version. So I start the thing to generate a new website, and he asked me what kind of website I'm on. So I'm just like, okay, let's try just to see what it gives me. I'm just going to type the name of the series. So really, nothing. It's not very informative, huh?
It's
hard. And it's funny because the result I got was some kind of, I don't know, an environment friendly website. There's this kind of very eco friendly thing, but all the things that were said. So it looks like some religion stuff. It was really weird, but everything was. Linked to the themes of the series. So still it had understood more or less what I was trying to do, just not that it was about the fan club. But it was funny.
Actually, what I think, if I remember correctly, what we even do is that we generate all this content, and then we ask ChatGPT to review the content just generated, and we ask it something like, is it okay? Should we use it? Do you think that what you outputted is good enough? And then sometimes it will say no, and then we fall back on the, like, stupid placeholders that we had before.
From a philosophical point of view, it's a bit
funny.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of funny to ask an AI, like, can you read what you just said? And does it make sense? And then it will say, no, I'm sorry, I just bullshitted you. Just use the old data, it's going to be better.
No, nice. So Outside of these integrations, are there things, so all these are already there in Odoo 17, are there things coming for Odoo 18? Do we plan to put it everywhere like my friend suggested?
No, I don't think so. We had a discussion, I don't remember when it was exactly, a few months ago, when we saw that AI was really not just a toy anymore, but was getting integrated into Windows, into GitHub, into like really professional stuff, where you think, okay, it seems that we have reached a point where it can be really useful. Mm-hmm. We had a meeting with other POs and the management to decide, hey, what should we do? We had, of course, a ton of ideas. I remember that there was stuff like, hey, we could ask it to review some kind of analytics and suggest stuff. We could ask it to like review resumes that people upload to apply for positions, which personally I kind of hate the idea of automating
the
step.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That's a personal point of view.
But hey, on the other hand, some customers might ask for that. Huh? Some structures might want this kind of thing. So that's also, it's not because you leave the option to do something like that you need to want to wish to make it
exactly
unavoidable for everyone, but still, I agree with you.
Yeah. I think we surfaced ideas like, you know, use it as a moderator on the forum. So, like, ChatGPT could review uploaded content by users and say, hey, this should be moderated by a human, typically. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't remember all the use cases we had in mind, but we had a lot. Of course, the Odoo way is usually to start small and with the most useful stuff. And the strength of these AIs at the moment is generating content. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of obvious to put it in the website because that's where you will use a lot of content and use and generate a lot of content. But yeah, I'm not completely up to date on what is going on inside of R&D in other departments with regard to AI. So I'm not sure if we're going to already implement other stuff. There is also the question of how much it will cost us, because at the moment this integration is free, even in the community edition of Odoo. And at some point, maybe it will start costing us some actual real money. Mm-hmm. And what I remember that what surprised me at this meeting a few months back is that, in technology, things kind of move fast. New trends emerge all the time.
Yeah.
And we often get asked immediately in the product department, hey, should we add this new technology to what we do? Mm-hmm. And the usual answer we give is, let's wait a bit. Let's see if it's really useful. Let's see the use cases. For example, if you compare the speed at which we integrated AI into Odoo compared to a request that we've been having for years, which was integrating with blockchain or Bitcoin, to which we always said no because the use case is not really clear. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can see the disdain for Bitcoin on my face as I speak, I think.
Let people in the chat judge that.
And so, it was really surprising that, I mean, basically ChatGPT-3 is what, 1.5 years old? Well, maybe two, and we did it in a year, adding it to Odoo. Actually, we did it in like a month, but it was a year after that it got really released. And it was kind of surprising. I think it's probably the speediest integration I've seen of a new technology in Odoo, which is kind of interesting in itself, and maybe.
But it's I think what made it so fast actually is just that. Well, from a purely technical point of view, it's not, well, we're calling ChatGPT, we're asking it to generate me something, and we're getting the result. So there is no big logic on our side going on. But I think it's working really nice, and it's doing the job. And so that's good. But I agree with you that, when there is something trendy like that, the reason why my friends were talking about that is because they would like to put that in their company, in the kind of software they work on. I'm not giving too many informations away. and why do they want to put it there? Because they want to play with ChatGPT.
Yeah,
because they
shiny.
Want to play with with a new thing. I mean, it's AI. Come on, it looks cool. Huh? So they want to do something with it because as a developer, they find it interesting. And I think that is also something that must be a factor in people wanting to put it somewhere. It's just that they want to play with it. It is also our role as like the editor to just say, okay, you want to play with it, but what for?
Yeah.
What for? Because frankly.
And we also use AI for the OCR module we have in Odoo. Mm-hmm.
We do use AI. Yeah. It's not a LLM like ChatGPT.
Yeah.
And we've been doing that for a few years now, like 5 years, I guess. But it's vision AI, and we have other use cases like this that I kind of flew under the radar, but
We use a deep learning model, but we just use the model integrated into our code.
Yeah, so, I don't think do we train the models for?
No, we don't train the models. Mm-hmm. We just use it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I remember that we have like processes to send feedback to the model that hey, you missed like this VAT field, which is in a weird place in this invoice. But I don't know if it basically just means that we save a template somewhere that the AI reuses, or if we retrain it. I don't think we retrain it. Just, I mean, you're probably
right.
Yeah,
we use it. Yeah, we integrate into our code.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now that you say that, I'm thinking, okay, is there other places where we put AI and I don't remember it? I know that there are a bunch
of places, but I think the message here is, so to maybe talk more generally speaking, putting AI for the sake of putting AI doesn't really make sense. It needs to be interesting for the project. Otherwise, I think we will just end up with people adding, you know, that little thing that was on old versions of Microsoft Word in the late 90s, 2000s, like little clippy asking you, "Hello, can I help you?" and basically asking you to chat with it. So we could just reintroduce something like that. And frankly, do we want that?
It's funny that you speak of small assistants like this, because I remember that at the meeting we had, we discussed about training an AI on our documentation and putting it on the website, you know, to answer questions on live chat, stuff like this. And I think, I know that a partner did it.
I think for documentation, it might make a bit more sense. The thing is, having that within the software directly when you're using it is a bit noisy. And it's not that it's entirely useless, but that clippy was using resources and it was just, what the hell? Do I need that while I'm typing my text? I don't think so.
And usually they tend to complicate stuff, I think. They tend to suggest stuff that you don't actually need. They also, if you know AI a little bit, you know that they tend to hallucinate a lot and to create...
Over-engineer.
Stuff that, like, if you ask an AI... I actually did try it with custom GPTs on OpenAI. You can give it a data set to kind of... won't be trained on it, but it can access it to reply to you. And so I gave it all the documentation and I asked it questions. And it got really good answers if you ask the right question. But if you ask, hey, is it possible to do that? It will tend to always say yes. It really wants to help you, you know. Even it will say yes, sure, do this. And it speaks of menus that don't exist. Obviously, it's not something that we can really put into production. Mm-hmm. And I think there was actually a story recently in the media about this. I think it was an AI company that deployed an AI as a help desk agent on the website. And the AI... promised stuff to customers like, yeah, we can refund you, of course. And actually, no, it was not true. And so they had to go to do a trial to determine that actually, if you put an AI that says dumb stuff on your website, you're responsible for what it says.
That's crazy. That's also one of the limits people forget maybe a bit about. If you hire someone to answer the chat, you train this person and you tell this person, okay, you can say that, you cannot say that, and here are the correct things. If you deploy some AI, and even if you train it with your own data, you need to test it really, really well, because you it's so complex, actually. That's also the beauty of it. Huh? It's so complex that you lose a bit control on the actual output it will give, like 100% of the time. Because even if it tells right things 90% of 95 or 95% of the times, if you have a lot of traffic on your website and the 5% it's just telling crazy bullshit or I don't know, or racist jokes or whatever, you'll get into trouble.
That's the point. Like, as you said, like this, like using AI just for AI is not good, because as we see, like in Odoo, like we only use something if it's really needed for our like use case. Let's say for OCR, it's really important that customers automate reading of invoices and put them into Odoo directly. So, and also this gets me back also to a previous company I worked for. So food production for companies to help them eliminate food waste. So basically we have like a lot of time series data. We have like, for example, how much you sold in this week, how much you sold next week. and you have, would have this data for 10 to 5 years, and you use like train this machine learning and even deep learning models to do this. And like you spend a lot of time training like the most complex deep learning model with transformers and and everything. And the best results we got with naive statistical models for some of our clients. And we found ourselves wasting a lot of time doing something really over complex for what we do. And so this is...
That's kind of the problem. When you get a new hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And we actually, I think we had this discussion years ago in Odoo when we started doing the predictive scoring of leads in CRM.
Yeah.
There were some voices that were suggesting, hey, we could actually use AI to do stuff. And then we tried basically a bias theorem, and it works super well. And you're like, okay, why make things complicated when you can just look at what happened in the past, take a few guesses that are not bad but not over-engineered, and then work with that, and it works quite well actually.
Yeah, and I think it's really important that we work this way, because a lot of the value of Odoo is that it is simple, or at least it looks simple for the user. That's the main thing really, and you know, it as a product owner, there are a lot of things that you say no to all the times. Why? Not just because you want to be rude with people, I hope, but just because it would make the software more complex, and we really try to hand down all these opportunities. If we can choose not to put a button somewhere and have something a bit more intelligent than that, we do that all the time. And so clearly, when it comes to integrating something like that, we want to have something simple, something clear for the user, and not something you need to configure everywhere that will give tons of different outputs.
There is also the problem when you try to do things too simple, especially using AI, for example, is that you have no idea what it does. And I don't know if you, like in my code, I don't like black magic stuff. Like you kind of know it works, but the user has no way to intuit how it worked, why it did. Like if you start to automate stuff and try to make things intelligent, then people have no control over what happens in their ERP, which is kind of like a really important piece of software in a company. And so we avoid magic stuff most of the time when we can. Mm-hmm. So an AI in a lot of cases falls into the magic stuff category.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and when there is magic, it needs to be logic when explained actually. So I have a few places in mind with accounting where some kind of configuration will trigger some behaviors that are not explicitly configured by the user. But even if someone does not understand it and ask the question to the support or whatever, which is okay, or looks at the documentation, once explained, it seems logic. It's normal that we do that. It's just we hide it just because we know that we will need that. So that makes sense. We have a question in the chat about what we were saying about cryptocurrencies earlier. You just opened Pandora's box. I'm sorry. I'm just going to display it. Basically, the question is, you said that you've always said no to integrating cryptocurrencies, blockchain into Odoo. Could you tell us why? And how do you choose what to add to Odoo and what not then?
It's a loaded question, of course. For cryptocurrency, I can reply super easily. We are an opinionated software company, in a way. I mean, obviously, as you said, we try to, even if we don't like something, for example, we have modules to track employees when they log in, log out, where they are. We don't use it internally because that's not our point of view of most of our interactions with employees, but we did it anyway, even if we don't really like it. We know that people want it. Mm-hmm. In the case of cryptocurrency, a really small amount of people want it, and they believe in that, I'm going to call it business model, even though it pains me to do so. They really hardly believe in it, but that's a really small fraction of the actual user population of Odoo. We had a feedback even on that, I think, 2 weeks ago, where the person told me, the use case of Bitcoins are now really coming into the age of maturity. And I kind of laughed, to be honest, because I think the blockchain exists, since 2008?
Mm-hmm.
And besides dubious usage on cryptocurrencies and ETFs, and not ETFs, like the images, I don't remember the name.
NFTs.
Exactly. which itself was dubious as well. I mean, we've all seen this bubble rise
and explode. That was crazy.
Obviously, there is no actual, truly widely accepted use case for blockchain. Mm-hmm. And I will even reiterate some stuff that I see on Twitter come and go, is that basically blockchain is a linked list with a hash that stores the integrity of the chain. That's it. There's nothing really super complex there. So the fact that we say no is simply that there is no good use case. And if you say, but in e-commerce, I want to accept Bitcoin payments, that's not true. Mm-hmm. It's like saying, I'm going to pay with shares from Apple. It's no longer a currency. It's like, it's a trading stuff. It's I'm not going to say pyramid scheme because I know it's loaded and I know that people in the chat might get angry, but that's kind of my belief. The guy who paid with Bitcoin for his pizzas in 2009, he must be really pissed off by now because I think he paid 10,000 Bitcoins for a pizza. And that's like 15 millions now or whatever. Yeah. So you don't pay with Bitcoin, really. And even I know that there was also a lot of discussion that, Bitcoin is private. But that's actually not true. It has been proven mathematically that the ledger is basically in the open. So if your address leaks at some point, all your past history can be revealed. So that's not even a good way to use money and to transfer it. You lose all the privacy of a banking system, all the security of a banking system. So no, we really don't see a use case for cryptocurrency at all. And for blockchain itself, without the shady currency part, we kind of have something that looks like a blockchain in the French
accounting.
Because you have to make sure that there is no modification in the past. So we did, in fact, create a linked list with a hash that verifies that the integrity of the list.
And that was because of a legal need.
There was a legal need indeed, and it's not a bad one. It's not really blockchain.
We didn't just do it for the sake of doing it. It's really because they wanted something to ensure that you couldn't change everything everywhere, and so we had to do something.
But to be honest, I am yet to see a real, actual, useful use case of blockchain and Bitcoin.
Okay.
So if you get one, send it to me on Twitter or whatever.
Sounds like a clear answer. To go back on the way we decide what to put into Odoo or what we should not put into Odoo, we have another question in the chat that I'm up displaying now. So how do you assess the impact of any trendy features on Odoo user friendliness? Do you discuss with other users about that?
A complicated question. We don't do a lot of user research in the sense of most UX designers would probably look down on my job and say, how are you deciding what to put and what to put not in the software? We don't do A/B testing. We don't do extensive user research. Usually we simply ask ourselves, what is the complexity of the development? In the case of ChatGPT, for example, as you said, it was super simple. You have basically one endpoint. You ask a question to the system, it replies to you. So it's really easy to integrate. In the case of blockchain, it's a nightmare because you have to handle a lot of stuff in screen asynchronously, stuff like this. And so we check at the complexity of the development. We check at the value we think it will bring to the users. And then we have, I'm going to say it, I know that a lot of people will hate it, but we have the metric of, is it good from a common sense point of view to do this? And we kind of course, there is variability between product owners, even within the team. We have debates where someone would say, we should do this. Then I would say, too complex. Someone would say, but the value is enormous.
So. I think we also work a lot with, we still get a lot of information from customer tickets, from our own experience as well, because Odoo is using Odoo.
Yeah.
What a surprise.
We do a lot of dog fooding.
For accounting, for example, I know that it happens regularly that we have some feedback coming from our own accounting about things they want to do because, Odoo's accounting is quite complex. And so sometimes we realize that there's something to do or to change because of this kind of feedback. So indeed, we don't have any real strict way of doing things like always, actually. Isn't it like the DNA of Odoo? I think we stay very dynamic and that's what makes it work, actually. And that will be the final word for this first part of the episode. We'll now make a short break and we'll be back in a few minutes. And that's a wrap for today's episode. Did this first part interest you? To listen to the second part, be there next week as we'll post the rest of the conversation in which we answer some of our viewers' questions. If you want to join us live next time, don't hesitate to follow us on Twitch to receive the notification of our next programs. The link is in the description. And if you're in the mood for more captivating content, I highly recommend checking out our other episodes. Until next time, cheers.